New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul made a stop in Albany Tuesday to make a clean energy announcement. At the gleaming new Albany Convention Center, Hochul announced an effort to incentivize New Yorkers to avail themselves of a technology involving clean energy that's been in use more than a century.
We've had electric vehicles in the state of New York for 115 years. They started in Buffalo in 1902. And the reason they started electric vehicles is that women had difficulty operating the crank. So some ingenious person at Buffalo Electric Motor Company came up with the idea that we could do it with electricity. And what a great idea. So women, even before they had the right to vote in the state of New York or in this country, had the freedom to be able to travel around their community with an electric vehicle back in 1902.
Hochul outlined New York's first electric car rebate and outreach program.
It's a $70 million total investment that'll build on the state's efforts to reduce carbon emissions while encouraging the use of electric cars statewide. We're going to be dedicating $55 million for rebates up to $2,000 per vehicle for the purchase of cars. An additional $15 million will be allocated toward the installation of new charging stations all across New York, as well as consumer education and awareness.
New York already has 1,600 charging stations. Hochul says the state will have more than 3,000 by year's end. Hochul says, considering climate change, we have a responsibility to protect future generations, so electric vehicles make sense. Hochul indicated she'd like to see more built in the state. Chairman of Energy and Finance for New York and chair of the NYSERDA board, Richard Kaufman, says New York is leading the transition to a clean energy economy, and the electric car rebate program will play a key role. As of today, more than 30 different types of electric cars are eligible for rebates.
The longer the car can travel on one full charge, the higher the rebate will be, ensuring that incentives are directed to those cars that can best help us meet our emissions reduction goals. Vehicles getting less than 20 e-miles from one full charge will receive a rebate of $500. Vehicles averaging between 20 and 40 electric miles will get a rebate of $1,100, and vehicles averaging between 40 and 120 e-miles will receive a $1,700 rebate, and cars ranging upwards of 120 e-miles from a full charge will receive a $2,000 rebate. Vehicles that retail for over $60,000 will receive a maximum rebate of $500 regardless of their range.
Lou Roberti has been an auto dealer in New York State for over 30 years.
I never thought we'd see electric cars come to where they have today. I'm like completely shocked and utterly, I'm so happy with the whole program. Now, the governor with New York State giving us up to $2,000, you can take a vehicle like a Bolt. That's $37,000. Take a $2,000 rebate. If you can get a $7,500 federal grant, you bring the car under $30,000. 238 miles on a single charge.
New York League of Conservation Voters President Marcia Bistron says New York has improved its carbon footprint and that EVs create a tremendous opportunity to advance public-private partnerships.
The launch of the EV rebate program is another step towards the statewide effort to reduce CO2 emissions in the transportation sector.
Officials say the rebate program should accelerate sales while protecting the environment, as well as raising awareness of climate change and new technologies serving mobility. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.